This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication, the show on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network focused on your communication and leadership skills. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill, and in our episode today, I want to discuss one of the things I hated most when I was working as a service advisor and fell guilty of multiple times when I was a technician as well. But when I was advisor specifically, when I had to call the client with additional findings after they had authorized the initial service work. In my early experience, you need to understand that minor repairs were the minority of what I dealt with. As an automatic transmission specialist, most of the jobs we had were major, budget-breaking, day-long ordeals, week in, week out. And in that world, when we had a vehicle in need of a major transmission overhaul, we genuinely hoped that there were no additional findings on that vehicle, as each item that we found on the vehicle added to the difficulty of gaining approval to do the thing we were specialized in, that transmission rebuild. So I've mentioned this before in many episodes. The number one question that I routinely faced was this: is it worth fixing? And look, when a vehicle needed brakes, suspension items, steering components, any other critical items on top of a transmission rebuild, that question gets harder to answer, especially in the days when I was cutting my teeth early on, the mid, late 90s, early aughts. Wow, vehicles, a new one, you could get them for somewhere around $20,000 to $30,000 back then. And that was a nice new car. I'm pretty sure cheaper than that. I mean, this is the day of Ford Tauruses, right? The Chevy Monte Carlos. I had a nice 97 Chevy Monte Carlo. It wasn't the cool Monte Carlos like the old ones, right? This is that subframe 3.1 that I don't know why they made it a NASCAR shape at one point. Oh my goodness. Cars were not as expensive, is the point. But I mention all of this because I really just want you to remember that I know firsthand how challenging it is to guide clients towards the right decision, even when things seem completely overwhelming. In most cases, by the way, I have always considered the right decision for a client to reinvest in the vehicle that they already own. I talk about this a lot too, but I've 20-year-old Hondas on my driveway. My kid's driving a 2006 Honda Civic. We still keep our 2002 Honda Odyssey. We rebuilt the transmission in that thing back when it was barely 140,000. It's got 260,000 now. Still doing great after that overhaul. It's amazing how long that lasted. Wow. The cars last and they don't owe us a thing. It's wonderful. But I mentioned this again, and I want to make this clear because in my experience, in that time of my career and all throughout it, when we had to call a client with a subsequent finding, that's because we missed something in our initial assessments, and it was perceived by us and them as a failure, a wrongness. What do you think a customer feels when you have to call them up and tell them there's something else, especially after they've authorized that initial repair? What do they say? Do they think, oh, thank goodness, attaboy? No, they feel trapped. They feel let down. They feel surprised. It's a disappointment. So that is the root of the topic today. And we're going to also use a word of the day. Word of the day is asymmetry. And we will define that word for you after we have a brief word from our sponsors who make this show possible. Think you've tried everything to grow your shop? Our free business assessment shows you smarter ways to increase profit, build a stronger team, and free up your time without working longer hours. Schedule your consultation at weareintheinstitute.com/business-assessment. AutoFlow is your partner in technology. With AutoFlow, enhance your client interactions in a single thread before, during, and after the visit. To see how AutoFlow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, ShopDog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Unlock your communication insights with Inbound's AI-powered call analytics for auto repair shops. Learn more at callinbound.com. Okay, we are back, and the word of the day for today is asymmetry. The definition of that is a lack of equality or balance between two things when one side has more of something than the other. It is a noun. Used in a sentence, we would say it like this. Information asymmetry exists in automotive service because shops have expertise and diagnostic capability that customers don't possess. The question is whether you use that asymmetry to serve or to control. Here's what's been bothering me today, and we're pretty early here in 2026. I've met some people who believe that what I just described as a problem, that having to call the client back with additional findings, is actually a desirable sales strategy. It's a quick yes. It's followed by iterative findings, and then you achieve a high closing ratio. Yeah. Shops are being taught today deliberately to stage their communication, find something, get approval, separate the customer from their vehicle, wait, call back with more findings, and do it again. This isn't, oops, we missed something during the initial look. This is literally a strategy, a methodology that is taught, practiced, and sometimes even celebrated. And I just want to be very clear. I'm not trying to condemn a situation where we do legitimately find something that was unanticipatable, like during disassembly of a vehicle on a major repair. This was often the case for us in the transmission shop. You find things as you disassemble some of these very complex, tightly packed components in vehicles, things that you would never have seen, even in your most comprehensive inspections. These things happen. That's legitimate. I'm talking about finding things that should have been visible during a complete inspection, but it wasn't shared, even though it was found. Like, you knew it, but you chose not to present it, intentionally staging revelations as we go. That's what I'm talking about. Something you know that is withheld. That's where we're going, right? When I had to make those subsequent calls at the transmission shop, again, I'll tell you, that is failure. We felt bad about it. Customer felt bad about it. We tried to get better at our initial inspections so that that wouldn't happen. What's being taught now as it reaches my ears is that discomfort that I saw as a problem, that trapped feeling the customer experiences, sometimes people treat that not as a bug, but as a feature that you can use. You don't need to work 80 hours a week to grow. In the Institute's free business assessment, you'll uncover hidden opportunities across financials, leadership, marketing, and operations. Our coaches, real shop owners who've done it themselves, show you where to focus for the biggest results. Get clarity, confidence, and a proven plan for success. Visit weareTheInstitute.com/business-assessment to start growing smarter, not harder. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from AutoFlow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen. Clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using AutoFlow. With AutoFlow's automated text update, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit AutoFlow.com. Looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Trust ShopDog Marketing to be your reliable companion with AI-powered customer-first marketing, websites, and high-ranking local search. Maximize your reach with our mobile-first and voice search expertise. Car counts are like ice cream. Sweeten your revenue with ShopDog Marketing. Grab our free guide to learn how AI can drive more repair orders every day. Don't miss out on this chance. To boost your business, visit shopdogmarketing.com. Inbound has exclusively served independent auto repair shops with expert communication solutions for years. Now, our robust VoIP platform ensures you stay connected while our industry-leading AI analytics take your business to the next level. We provide the tools you need to understand your customers and optimize every interaction. Choose Inbound. For proven expertise and unmatched innovation, visit callinbound.com and discover the difference we can make.
I want to go to another point here. I want to tell you a little bit about why I hated those calls, what I learned to do from that position. So I actually committed myself to avoid putting customers in that position. Is that feeling, that trapped, disappointed, why didn't you tell me about this upfront feeling? It destroys trust faster than anything else in this business. They feel manipulated. Even if you do get the approval, it feels bad that that is the way the approval came about. And on this podcast, we don't aim to become good communicators to manipulate people into a decision that we're trying to guide them to. We want to be good communicators so we can influence people ethically. And what I learned is that to do this, you have to do a very complete inspection first, present the complete picture as you know it, and let the customer make informed buying decisions with all of the information that you have. We don't want to create asymmetry where there is not. And I know what you're thinking here, Craig. What if they get overwhelmed? What if showing them everything at once scares them away? Craig, people have crack brains today. Attention spans are kaput. We all know these things. And hey, I get it. I have lived this. Sometimes you do frighten them from making an investment in a vehicle when it is completely overwhelming. But I want to remind you of this too. And this was taught to me long ago by Bob Greenwood, rest in peace. What we sell is our knowledge. It's not time. We're selling our knowledge. And part of that is also knowledge for the customer as well. What we really are selling to the client is peace of mind with their vehicle. So when you do present everything all at once, organized by priority, safety items here, reliability concerns here, maintenance recommendations there, clients can actually think, and especially when you can connect it to them with what you know is important to them from a relational standpoint, connecting that with the true state of health of the car. Oh, you're making a repair plan here. They can ask, what happens if I wait on this? You can answer that question. They can make decisions based on their budget, their timeline, their situation, what is important to them. You're truly advising and counseling from that position. And I will argue true advising, true counseling cannot happen unless you are doing it from knowledge that you have about the true state of health of the vehicle that you are working on. But when you hit them with the one thing here, get approval, then hit them again 20 minutes later thing, they're not making informed decisions anymore. They're just trying to make the pain stop. They have the sunken cost already into the initial thing. And so they feel obligated now to continue on the path. I learned to present the full picture. I believe anybody can do this. I had to learn how to do this and help them understand that value before the day and age of digital vehicle inspections. And I find it so strange that in this day and age of digital vehicle inspections, we're starting to see this topic resurface in a totally different way. When I presented a full picture, it's like, hey, here's your transmission issue. That's why you're here. But while we had it up, we also found these brake concerns, this suspension wear, this fluid leak. Let's talk through what's urgent, what can wait, what makes sense for your situation. Obviously, the car doesn't go right now. We can make it go, but we don't want to make it go right into the ditch after it's going. So did I close 100% of everything with the full-on approach? Yeah, I mean, sometimes. But I will tell you this, 100% closed my eyes to sleep each night. Until financial stress with the family business and other things because of other things. But yeah, that's just another story for another day. Point is, ethically, that is so important that you feel good about how you're communicating things to the client for your own health and well-being as well. And you just can't put a price on that. There is no metric for it that people are tracking today. I don't have a name for the approach that I'm advocating for, but I think I'd label it as simply this: values-based client education. That's the model. That's the one I encourage you to follow. So let's look at this again. I am seeing this as, I hope not, a systemic problem. I really hope not. And I don't want this to seem like an industry indictment either. I certainly don't see this as the norm yet. I'm just seeing some momentum that's shifting in a direction that caused me some unease. I've realized that this industry seems conflicted with this notion today. And be it deliberate or not, I'm seeing a renormalization of something that I thought we'd defeated. Transparency had been the word for a while, and I think it got overused. I think we used the word too long, and now people are trying to bring some mystery back into the equation once again. And that isn't how this world works anymore, especially in this age of AI. I feel like we have knowledge and we should know how to inspect a vehicle and how to present it and give people a full picture of this pretty easily. I feel like what's happening now is some rationalization that withholding information is just good sales psychology, that controlling when and how customers receive findings is managing the conversation, that separating customers from their vehicles is standard procedure to create urgency as opposed to just being necessary in many, many cases. Let's call it what it is. When someone strategically stages findings to maximize approvals, I feel like we're taking a shortcut to a yes. And the rationalization here is that everything we're finding is real, so it's not dishonest. That doesn't hold up for me, because honesty isn't just about whether the findings are legitimate. It's about whether the customer has complete information to make informed decisions. And that matters for even the first decision we're asking them to make. It is our professional responsibility to ensure vehicles are safe, reliable, and efficient. That is why we perform inspections on every single vehicle. I'm quoting again my good friend Coach Bob Greenwood. I was taught that phrase and I lived it. And he would even add, as I've discussed in previous episodes, we won't let you down. Folks, it's a letdown if you have to call them up with surprise information shortly after. My hope is that you won't take a shortcut to yes, but instead, you'll stay on the straight and narrow path of professional responsibility. Truly counsel and advise with all of the information you can learn and share, and avoid painful surprises for your clients. So I hope this resonates with you, as it's been on my mind lately. I've felt this conversation I really wanted to have with our audience today. So thank you so much for listening. If you have something to add, something you are curious about, something you'd like to talk about, email me here at speakup@craigoneill.net. That's O-N-E-I-L-L for O'Neill. We appreciate hearing from you on anything that helps, or suggestions on topics that you'd like to hear us discuss on the show, anything that will help you on your communication journey. And remember, listen up to the other shows on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network, and don't forget to download our new app so you can listen focused, free of distraction. It's such a great app. And of course, the other shows are Remarkable Results Radio, that's with Carm Capriato, podcast pioneer of the aftermarket industry. And we have Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest. It's tax season. I'm sure he has all sorts of fun things to talk about here soon. The Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker. And of course, there's the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. And I have to say, once again, thank you so much to our sponsors who make this show possible. Our sponsor, the Institute, Autoflow, Inbound, and ShopDog Marketing. Thank you, all of our listeners, for joining us. Now get out there, folks. Listen up and speak up. Thank you.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com, because the best conversations in the industry start here. Check the show notes for Craig's YouTube channel and email. Let him know what topics you'd like him to speak up about.